Welcome to the Professional Website Investors Podcast, the show where we talk about what it takes to successfully buy, operate, scale, and sell a thriving e-commerce business. When it comes to doing business online, we believe that buying an existing website is far superior to building one from scratch. So, if you're a career professional who is looking to become an e-commerce store owner, listening to this show will give you the knowledge, tools, and community support you need to be successful.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden. And this week, we're joined by Ian Bond from ProfessionalWebsiteInvestors.com. In this episode of the Professional Website Investor Podcast, Ian and I discuss some smart ways to invest your profits in yourself and your company. When your online business starts making money, there are several places that money can go. You can use it to cover expenses. You can use it to expand into other ventures. You can use it to pay off debts or loans. But one thing you can't forget to do, something you need to prioritize, is investing some of that money back into your business. We have to fight the temptation to think we're being selfish, self-centered, or unwise when we do this. Investing money in your own business is a sound investment strategy with lots of potential benefits. It can increase your scope and impact, help operations run more smoothly, and add some much-needed training and expertise. In this episode, you'll hear how the first investment you make is in yourself. You should invest in coaching, courses, and training. You don't have to do it yourself. Next, we'll cover the importance of investing in new hires. The goal of this work is passive income, so the more workers you can hire, the less work you have to do. Then, we will discuss where you can spend money to develop your own expertise, focusing on books, conferences, and webinars. Ian recommends moving from general to specific so you can find a niche that you want to learn more about. And finally, we'll talk about the value of saving some of that money for unforeseen circumstances down the road. If you're looking for some ways to put your profits to good use, then this episode is one you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Ian Bond. All right, Ian, welcome back to the program. How are you, man?
Ryan, I'm doing great. I'm excited about today's topic. I think that I think you have to have a strategy for investing in your own business. I don't want to say that there's a blueprint, but I think that there's a good framework to think about it. I do have what I think might be a bit of a zinger or a different perspective for people on a couple of things.
Okay, great. Well, let's dive right in. Now, you've said before on this program, the first investment you make is in yourself, or the most important investment you make is in yourself. So, what kind of investments do you recommend that people make in themselves personally?
Okay, so let's start. Let me just go up a level and start with the premise that you're a career professional and you want to purchase an existing website, or you wouldn't be listening to us.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have an income and you have resources, but you want to smartly deploy those resources and smartly, you know, utilize your time. Maybe you're like me and you can see your career ending. Maybe you want additional income, or maybe you hate your job and want to travel the world and live a laptop lifestyle. So let's just start with that premise, and that, you know, kind of the holy grail I'm going to give you a framework where if you follow these three things, you know, you can create what I would consider to be the holy grail, which is passive income. Now, here's where I think that I may have a little bit different perspective. There, you know, kind of is no such thing as fully passive income, I guess, unless you inherit money and, you know, a prior generation bequeath that to you. But you know, my vantage point is on passive income is if I don't have to do it and it gets done and I make money, that's passive income. Okay. So if I don't have to do it and it gets done and I make money, that's passive income to me. All right. Mm-hmm. Now that can mean that, you know, my wife does it. Okay. So that's obvious. That's passive to me. It's, right. it's passive as if my grandfather, you know, struck oil, to me, you know, to me and Bond, right? So that's the way I look at it. But here's the framework that I would put out there for you. Number one, invest in yourself. We can unpack that. Number two, we've talked about this before a little bit, a couple of episodes ago, which is to quickly hire some specialized talent to help you operate your website. And number three, the ultimate leverage, the ultimate fulcrum to get leverage is to hire a team of virtual assistants or start with one virtual assistant. So that would be my framework. And we can dive into each of those.
Okay, good. Yeah. So let's start with that first one. What do you mean by invest in yourself? What type of investments are you talking about?
Well, you know, at the beginning, you know, you've got a lot to learn. The website investing world is young. I mean, you know, this is a very nascent asset class. There are things that are changing all the time. When you first come across this, you could be entranced with different monetization models. You could be chasing a lot of rabbits down a lot of holes. So the first thing you kind of need to do is, you know, kind of, and we've talked about this, narrow down your focus. I favor physical goods e-commerce. I think for lots of reasons we talked about, it offers an enormous opportunity. I think it's the, you know, kind of a investment class, investable asset class that exists today. Mm-hmm. So you need to come up to speed, and things are changing. So you're jumping onto a moving train. So at some, you have to figure out how to start. And so you'll need courses. You'll want to read books. You're going to want to, get coaching, on various things. And, you know, this is your investment, full disclosure, I did too much DIY, early in my career, investing in websites, and our third website, it was a low ticket drop shipping website. We pretty much lost all our money on that. And if I would have had, kind of a better attitude, if I would have, taken the advice that I just laid out, that would never have happened. And I'd be $25,000, to the better. And that's an error that I could have avoided had I been smarter. Now, the invest in yourself mantra is always going to be out there, no matter where you are in the journey. So, if you're early accumulating information before you have purchased a website, obviously that's the first thing you have to do. But even after you buy a website, you're going to sharpen your focus on what you invest in. Mm-hmm. But invest in yourself is always going to be out there. But as I have often said, at some point you have to take the plunge and buy a website. And now once you do that, then you do have some competition for the financial resources that you started.
Okay, great. So when you're investing in yourself, are you talking about paying yourself from the revenue from your business, or are you talking about just kind of investing your personal money? Where does the money come from?
No. When I talk about investing in myself, I talk about spending hard dollars to make myself smarter. The University of YouTube, or, kind of the University of website investing. How is it that I can compete on this playing field? I'm in the wealth management space and I'm quite comfortable doing that. I would not be good in the medical arena. I don't know anything about medicine. So, if you are a career professional and you think that this is an attractive asset class for all of the reasons we've laid out, you've got to figure out how to get smarter. Okay. And yes, you can read books, but they're, kind of tap into the cranial fluid of the really smart people. Oftentimes, I think the fastest way to do it is to, get one-on-one mentoring and one-on-one coaching. That's the gold standard for, coming up the curve quickly. Now, books, courses, webinars, I'm a junkie for all of these things and use them for different things. Different purposes all the time, but the investing yourself is putting down your hard-earned money in order that you can become smarter.
Okay, great. So another way to invest in your money is, as you've talked about, is kind of making improvements to the business itself. And this could be the infrastructure or the technology or the software. What are some of the improvements that an e-commerce business should look at first when you're kind of scaling up?
You know, if you have just started and have purchased your first website, the first thing, which was number two on my list that you would do after you have purchased the website, is to get people to help you to do specialized functions that can, you know, kind of ramp up your website and your how you execute, you know, rapidly. Mm-hmm. And the two things that come to mind in the physical goods e-commerce world is first, life, you probably can't manage your own paid traffic. You're mostly going to be dealing with Google. And, you know, Google is obviously, you know, kind of a nuclear war for talented people.
Okay.
And you know, and so, you know, if, you know, you're not likely that you're going to be able to manage your own paid traffic, number one. Number two, you know, one of the things that, you know, is a task in any e-commerce website of any scale is managing the inventory of the products. And adding and uploading products. And there you can hire developers that are exceptionally good. They know all the platforms. The issue on both paid traffic and developers is that you need to know enough to be able to coach people, particularly that latter group. And you need to be able to tell them how you want things done, how you want the products uploaded, and what is what, because lots of times, You're explaining to someone who's very good, you know, technically mm-hmm. with technology, but you know doesn't know the products that you're dealing with, and so you know you have to you know before you commission anyone to do something, you have to lay out the parameters, which means that you have to understand what you're asking for. So kind of the number two way to invest mm-hmm. is to find these specialized people.
Okay,
and then that begs the question, which is how do you get the ultimate leverage, which is, you know, my third suggestion, which is to make a commitment to step out of the business and hire a virtual assistant and have this virtual assistant learn your business. This is going to require you to invest your time in setting up standard operating procedures, various processes, and you're going to have to train someone, and you're going to have to commit to, you know, putting in a curriculum that even if you lose that person, the next person can come in and understand the curriculum well enough to come up to speed. Because essentially, you want to be able to walk away from, you know, the business. And, you know, in our case, we're 9 hours time zones, nine time zones ahead of the United States. Mm-hmm. So we want to go to sleep at night. We don't want to stay up all night.
Right.
And you know, manage the business. And so that means you have to have people that can do that for you.
Right.
And that's the ultimate leverage on your time.
Yeah.
And you know, that goes back to, you know, kind of my definition of passive income, which is if I don't have to do it and it gets done and I make money, then that's passive, right?
Okay. Right. So that's kind of interesting. So I've always thought of hiring VAs as kind of managing just kind of small tasks, but it sounds like you're saying you could bring a VA to run kind of the whole operation. Is that true?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, so, you know, kind of the first level, you know, is to, you know, hire a VA to do a, you know, fairly finite number of tasks, you know, within the business. And again, you know, physical goods e-commerce, there's interfacing with suppliers, there's the website operations and the customer service piece. Usually the VAs are dealing with the, you know, the customer service piece, which oftentimes means that they're, interacting with the suppliers, but not probably doing so much on the website other than, you know, kind of fulfilling orders and doing the basics. But, you know, as you start to, you know, grow their responsibilities and put in more processes and procedures, and you become comfortable, you know, kind of with the people that you have, you can add more people and add to the requirements that you have of them. Right. So for us, they're, you know, we have them interacting with our accounting software, and, you know, it's, you know, the kind of the sky is the limit. It really you know, kind of is a dedication to training people, holding, you know, kind of calls to you know, we record a lot of screen videos that people watch. We, you know, hold calls with our people to find out what, you know, what problems they're handling. And then, you know, we communicate through two ways with our people. Everything done in is done in project software called Asana. And then we use a chat software called Slack. And, you know, all of our conversations are, all of our conversations and all of our tasks or projects are managed through those two capabilities. And, you know, you start to put in these protocols and it makes it very organized. Mm-hmm. You know, it just, it makes it very easy to manage, you know, from back in the old days when we used to email each other.
So. Right. So another way of investing would be webinars, conferences, trainings, paying to be part of a network. And those are interesting because it's an expense in terms of money and also in terms of time. You know, it takes time to attend that webinar or attend that conference. So when you're looking to make that investment, what are you looking for to see, you know, is this really worth your time and your money?
I mean, it's a question that I think that, you know, I face constantly. Mm-hmm. It really falls into the first bucket, which is always going to be there, right? Investing in yourself, which is books, courses, webinars, you know, events. You know, I think that what you kind of do is you move from things that are generally fairly generalized to things that are more specific, and where you are gaining specific knowledge. The caveat to be would be to that is that I think there's an enormous amount of value in networking with other people that are like-minded, you know, whether they're in your discipline or they're in other disciplines, to see what's going on out there and see what you might be able to benefit from, you know, kind of, you know, their knowledge and their perspective. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, I'm a big believer in that. You know, like everyone, I've purchased, you know, way too many courses that I haven't completed. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I have enormous regret. I think just kind of it is what it is. You get what you can and then you move on. Mm-hmm. I find the coaching that I get to be highly helpful. It helps, we've talked about this, helps keep me accountable on things that that I need to be accountable on. And, you know, particularly good in-person events where the content is good and relevant and where I can meet people in physical goods e-commerce, in drop shipping, or people that are high-level performers across other business models, and, you know, people that are in that, you know, kind of sphere, that's really, you know, something that's very valuable. Maybe not as impactful as, you know, kind of really intensive training, but it does help you broaden your perspective on things.
Okay.
But that's always, it's always going to be competing for your resources.
Yeah.
It's always, yeah, it's just, you know, there's always going to be those things that are going to be out there. You're going to have to figure out, you know, what the ROI is, mm-hmm. you know, will it make me money? That's kind of the
right.
question.
Okay. And then kind of an interesting way of thinking about investing in yourself would be saving, you know, creating kind of a cash buffer for unforeseen expenses or maybe investments in the future. So what does saving look like and how does that factor into kind of your own investment strategy?
You know, it was not long ago that I, you know, we published a, you know, fairly controversial, or at least, you know, maybe it was clickbaity, I don't know, a podcast about, you know, don't invest in 2019 unless. Mm. And, you know, it was really my perspective that the world has changed a bit and that we don't have kind of the environment that we've had for the last 2 or 3 years where we have, you know, kind of a very accommodating economy and, you know, kind of a long runway before we had to worry about things potentially changing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I put that out there. The question as to, you know, saving, one of the things that I mentioned in that piece was that, you know, you want to have a war chest for when things get ugly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's blood in the streets and you have an opportunity to pick up things that are a steal.
Yeah.
I've always been, you know, someone that has somewhat of a barbell approach, which is I like to hold cash. I'm not at all tempted to, you know, it doesn't wear on me to hold cash. Mm. And on the one hand, on the other hand, I have things that are less liquid, like private businesses, like websites. They are less liquid.
Okay.
And so that cash is for that those rainy days and when there's great opportunities. And look, in my career, you know, in wealth management, going back to the 80s, the best money that I've made has always been when people were, you know, absolutely, you know, there was blood running in the streets and you could buy bargains, you know, right. Whether that was real estate or stocks and bonds.
Okay, great. This was really helpful. Is there anything else you want to say before we sign off about investing in yourself?
It's a never-ending process. I think it's one of the wonderful things that keeps you engaged and it's exciting. And I read voraciously. Mm. I've mentioned before Scott Galloway's book, The Four, which, you know, if you're not excited about e-commerce, you know, go to Scott Galloway's YouTube channel. It's amazing. The Four is a wonderful book. This is an amazing time that we live in. Mm-hmm. If you're like me, you know, a baby boomer that has been going to work in a building for 36 years and you want to, you know, be sailing Thailand in a sailboat, you know, and having passive income roll in for you, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. maybe I can't get you exactly there, but I think you can get pretty excited about the future.
Yeah.
You know, when you start to look at what's going on in e-commerce, by the way, you know, go to a conference and see some of the people that are doing amazing things. It's really, really motivating. So all I would tell you, it's an amazing time we live in and, you know, go out and get your part of it.
Okay, great. Ian, this was great. I guess we'll see you next week for another episode.
Thanks, Ryan. Look forward to it.
All right, thanks. All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Ian Bond of Professional Website Investors. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on how to invest your profits back into your business. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes at professionalwebsiteinvestors.com. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Professional Website Investor Podcast.